Have you ever thought of doing something but you can't? Have you ever planned of doing something but it is difficult for you to do it? Is there any question that's always alive in you? And ask yourself, why could I not do this? Have you ever planned of your destiny but yet you are not doing anything? What is the reason? Have you ever asked yourself these questions? It is very important for you to ask yourself questions. Why am I thinking to do this but I can't do it? Why? Those are the questions many people are asking themselves. And today I would like us to discuss about this. Welcome to my podcast. My name is Samke Washiori. I've been thinking a lot about the people who always think that they want to do something new. Maybe it is business. Maybe it is a project. You want to start a project. Maybe you are a student and you want to start something new for it to be able to support you in whatever you are doing or maybe in your schooling, but you can't do it. Any plan you do, you fail. And whatever you think you can do new, you can't do it because there is a thought in you that is telling you it is not possible. This is the idea that many people have in them. And once I say that, everyone in this world has a potential to do something new. But what prevents us from doing things? It is because of fear and doubt. Fear and doubt is one of the things that prevent many people from doing new things in their life. The reason? It is because you think of outcome even before you try it. And the enemy of your life is you, your thoughts, your mind. You have many doubts, and out of those doubts, you are not able to try anything. What you do a lot is to point fingers to other people. Look how they are successful. Look how they are doing well. Look how they are having this and that. What about you? All the time you try to do something, all the time you try to start a business, all the time you think to start a project, in your hands, even though maybe you have capital, even maybe you have money to start, your hands are filled with fear and doubt, which is a very dangerous enemy to humanity, a very dangerous enemy to success. Mountains and rivers and valleys in your mind are created by fear and doubt. Why do you fear a lot? I hear them saying that business and projects are risk-taking. Investment is a risk-taking. Why would you not try it even once? It is because of fear. It is because of doubt. Any human without patience, any human without doing trials in life, they fail. What I like the most to do is to have an element of patience. Because patience pays. Even when you try something, have patience in it. Even when you try to do anything with your body will tell you, no, this is not possible. Until you try it once, twice, thrice, and fourth, even to fifth, for you to have the test of what you want to do. But if the fear dominates, then you are not able to do it. Many of the things we do, success begins psychologically. Success begins in your thought. You know, the Bible says in the Proverb 23 that as the man thinketh, and so his heart is he. I mean, as the man thinketh in his heart, and so is he. Whatever you think in your mind affects you psychologically. And whatever affects you psychologically affects you mentally and physically. The fear we always have, the doubt we always create, affect us psychologically, and effect is seen in mentally and physically. Why do we fear a lot? The Bible is trying to encourage us, try to remove that fear in us. And actually, the phrase "do not fear" is repeated in the scripture 365 times. That means every day there is your phrase in the Bible, "do not fear, do not afraid." It is because of this fear and doubt that we remain stagnant forever. It is because of this fear and doubt that we are not able to move in the right direction. You know, when you create the fear in you, when you create doubt in you, you will always go in the wrong direction. And when you miss the right path, when you miss the path that God has written for you, then where you are going is the wrong direction. I watched the movie that called The Pilgrimage. And the idea of that movie is, most of the time we go out of our path. We miss the path. We go wrong. And when you realize that you are wrong, you are in the wrong path, the only answer you have is to go back to where you left the right path. Do we do that? No. What we always try to do is to create shortcuts. That's why the corruption, that's why stealing, that's why fraudulent, that's why wash. Because in the mind of human, whenever you try something and you fail, whenever you try something and you have doubt that you cannot succeed in this, what then you do next is to try to create your shortcut. And you know, in the life, there is no shortcut. In the life, you must go in the right direction. That's why today we have many people who seems to be successful, who seems to be wealthier, but their wealth is impunity. Their wealth is out of corruption, out of money fraudulent, out of money laundering. Because always people will try to create shortcuts in life. Life has no shortcut. It is only one way: to trust in the Lord, to ask Him to give you an idea of what to do, to give you wisdom. And you know, He says in His scripture that wisdom is given, but understanding and knowledge is so costly. And so you must seek the knowledge and understanding, even though you have been given the wisdom, for you to follow the right direction. Thank you so much for this night. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. My name is Pastor Sam K. Washiri. And for this and many more, you can go to my YouTube and listen to it. My channel is Samke Washiori. That is my channel, Samke. We spell S-E-M-K, then you put space and you write Washiori, W-A-C-H-I-U-R-I. Just go there and subscribe to that channel for you to reason more and more and for you to learn. Follow me. Let us discuss and let us understand more about life. Thank you.